basically most people are not aware of this way of meditating. One would think that I will go to a certain place and then I sort of focus on some sort of object or something like that and go into a concentration. And such concentrations will produce some results if you can make it go into a very, can develop into a great extent. It takes quite a long time. This sort of meditations will produce results very quickly. At the beginning, you would see that this is sort of, I'm thinking about suffering and this is sort of bad, you know, sort of feeling. But it is not so. Later, that on time, when you develop this one for a long time, it's as quickly you think about this birth is suffering, aging is suffering, and so on, and the rapture rises in your mind, in your body, and it's flow through the whole body. So it will be difficult at the as a beginner to arrive at that one at once, but you would see that this parts, the real parts, that there is suffering in the world like this. This is the part that is hidden. We always think that it is pleasurable, not suffering. We used to think like that way. And our friends and all those people train you in a way that it is not suffering. So we got a wrong perception built up in our mind that it is pleasurable. And that's why we are keep on coming back to this suffering, be born again and again and have suffering. What is there in the world, in the whatever the world it is suffering that exists. What sees us is suffering. Normally people think that, oh, well, I have pleasure for a moment. Think about the most pleasurable thing you have or had in your life and see how much trouble you had, how much suffering to arrive at the same thing. For example, if you take food, if you think that this is really good for me, now, why do you need food for? To maintain this body. So you need to earn that money. So you are completely devoted to just to earn to feed the stomach. And how much suffering then? 8 hours in the office, going, getting up in the morning, and having this body, again see how much suffering that you need to get up in the morning and wash your face, you know, clean up and cook, eat. And then you go to work and come back with another basket of food and cooking again. And then imagine that you're thinking that sleeping is better, right? Now, can you sleep in one position? You can't even sleep in one position. The body needs to be turned this way, turned that way, and so on. So again, it is suffering in that. And when you actually sit down, we take our legs, you know, move that one. Why we do that? It's, we change these postures because of suffering. So constantly there is suffering. So we change our positions and all those things to get rid of that suffering, to have a sort of a thing. If someone is not actually thinking, why I am actually extending my leg and all those things time to time, he wouldn't understand suffering. It's written in the Petakopadesa. One need to see why I am actually doing this, why I am actually moving my leg, why am I changing my position even in the sleep that I thought pleasurable, why I do that, because it is suffering. So suffering exists, but we actually let it, you know, we thought that we can do something to get out of it. And as I said, I can recall many births, I can go back to 80 births now, all the births I had. Divine, born in divine realms. I have these births in this hell, animal realm, and human births. I mean, I had about 17 human births consecutively. You know, all births, what you get is suffering. If you think about what I got in that life, that birth, it's birth, aging, sickness, death. That's what you get all the time. But we don't see that. We think, oh, okay, this is good. But if you think, if you actually see the whole, you know, whole thing, because you see what is there is just suffering. It's not worth being born again and again. Yes, that's what Buddha saw. And so this description that we actually talk about today is not the one you understand. This is the description. And there is a phenomena that leading to this one. That is the constructed characteristic of arising that one would understand. Constructed characteristic of change, that is the pain, would understand eventually. And then the constructed characteristic of passing away, one would understand. So the Four Noble Truths, the first Noble Truth can be said in three words over there, in the three things. So with the first constructed characteristic of arising, which occur because of the pleasurable feeling, that what we get is this the change, suffering due to the change. And in the second one, the constructed characteristic of, in Pali it's called titaccha, titasanyutatta sankata lakkana, that is this the alteration, constructed characteristic of alteration, that which stands, lead to the dukkha dukkata, that is painfulness as pain. And the third one is the vayasankata lakkana, or the constructed characteristic of passing, leads to sankhara dukkata, that is this the passing, like a death. You know, the whatever the things that we constructed is pass away, change and pass away. So Dhamma is very deep over here, but without contemplating this part, one wouldn't get achieve anything. This is the key to understand the birth, aging, sickness, death. One has to master this one and see. And then you get the reward itself by contemplating. You get the pleasure, happiness, and then you try to get out of this one using this Dhamma.
How do you relate those Four Noble Truths? Now, when you do metta bhava, you keep on using similarly, but how do you relate your concept into the meditation? How do you?
This is the contemplating itself. Contemplating and keep on contemplating, is the birth suffering or not? You are contemplating and examining yourself, is birth suffering? So what is...
Examining the
concept. Yes. First you recall to your mind, what is birth? So birth, Buddha said birth is suffering. So you recall to your mind, birth is suffering. And so what is birth? Birth in this realm, birth in that realm. So you keep on actually thinking on this one. And say, see, is birth in hell, is it suffering or not? You shouldn't just jump out of it very quickly. You should be there and see such a thing. For that one you need a bit of knowledge, having read that discourses, or by hearing, you know, from a person who has actually been there or seen that this thing. So you would sort of accept, yes, that one is suffering, and you think, well, I have been there before, I can go back to that one. That's the biggest thing you need to think. When you think about the hell, that I have been there many times. For the all the realms over here, Buddha said, most beings are born in hell after passing away. In the divine realm, in the Brahma world, where the nevasanya, nasanya, neither perception nor non-perception realm, having reached that level, they live 84,000 eons. That means world get destroyed and reconstructed 84,000 times, he still live there. But most of them, after death, been born in hell, animal realm, and plane of departure.
So is hell is another planet?
It's another planet.
So likewise, the earth is destroyed and reconstructed. Hell will also be destroyed and reconstructed.
Well, I do not know how it is. Happening, there may be certain things happening at that time. Most beings who are on earth, for example, when it is get destroyed, being born in Abhasara Brahma realm. So by that particular time when the hell is, you know, the earth is get destroyed, and
it's 1 year.
Hmm?
It's 1 year.
Yeah. So at that particular time, I do not know what's happening to hell. You know, that whether they got get destroyed or is it, you know, it is, looks like it's a very, very hot, warm place over there already. That's why people are not living on the surface of the hell. They are living under, like a, you know, tunnel type thing inside it. And I do not know the answer to that one, whether what's going to happen to that one. Well, everything is getting destroyed in that sense. So the cosmic laws, I do not know. So in the meditation, we would be contemplating. We first set up our mind, have the mindfulness established, and then see, is it so? Examine with wisdom. Is it true? Just don't accept as it is at once. Don't reject because you have the faith about Buddha. Buddha has seen this one. In the knowledge, Buddha said this one. So, you will be analyzing various ways. Someone recently told me that today he actually, starting with this meditation, he analyzing this birth, you know, that one. And then he went through the arising and passing away parts about paticca-samuppada, dependent origination. And so he's saying this meditation is all over the place. Yes, it is. But eventually you come to the sort of a convergence to the birth. Most of the time, after 6-7 months, you will be focusing on birth only, because birth is the biggest. It looks like it's very simple. The more you go on deeper and deeper, it's really big. Birth itself is the problem. So you would see little bit first. So certain things you don't understand, how the Brahma world is suffering, okay, leave it for that one, because I left it for 6 months. I was trying to contemplate, I couldn't see it at that time. So I left it. Whether Brahma world is suffering or not, I can see this aging over here. I can myself see this, you know, I can't see the things as before, I need the glasses, you know, so on. And I took my examples, my father's examples, or for example, because he could not see. At the age of 87, he could not see. He could not hear. And he could not smell. And the taste buds are gone, so he was not drinking water because it's not tasty. And he couldn't feel much. And there wasn't anything in the mind either, because he can't even, if you ask him, did you eat? Well, he would ask my mother, did I eat? Because he can't even remember. So all six senses are gone. Imagine that scenario. It's going to happen to us as well. That's what we need to contemplate. So whatever thing practical and you can see and pick up, the suffering thing, you need to dig deeper. And then you find examples. So use those examples. And then generalize it to others. And generalize to the whole universe that this is so. So having seen the birth is suffering, and what you actually ending up with the suffering part, it leads to the loving kindness meditation. Because only when you see properly that it is suffering, you say, let all beings be well, free from suffering. That's what you say. Why? Because you see suffering, I am suffering, people in hell, living beings, oh, they are animal, all are suffering. So there is a vast compassion coming out of your mind. Let they be well, free from suffering. And they also see, the person who actually see this suffering nature, then he would actually see the cessation of suffering as well. Because you contemplate the rising and passing away both. So when you see passing away, so you see Nibbana. And then having seen Nibbana, you see this is suffering and this is good. So let those be well, free from suffering means that they attain Nibbana. That's what you actually contemplate. So the loving kindness made into the, you know, the appamana, that you make it vast, is from this meditation, not from anything else. Otherwise you don't go into the loving kindness to a greater detail. You just say it from the word, probably without any understanding. Real understanding is by seeing the suffering.
What's
the topic
for next week?
Sorry?
What is
the... Same thing, but we will go through today we did not cover the arising part of that one that much. We went through that one meditation, the arising and passing I was in the Samadhi Bhavana Sutta. Now the craving is the cause of suffering. That has to be analyzed and, you know, sort of learn and focus on that one. But you would be actually meditating about the birth, age and sickness for 6 months, maybe years, still you can't finish it. But you need to see the arising and passing away part thoroughly to understand. This is a great meditation. This is a really great meditation if you can.
So before we proceed to the Antarikaranamya,
yeah, you can use that one the way that you are using now, but if you look at Petakopadesa, that it is starting in the something called Dukkha Patipada Danda Abhinya, that it is sort of again a big thing over there. There are 5 things you have to do. So this part we did today is the 6th link in that one. You are talking about the 10th one. 6, 7, 8. There are 3 steps in between to arrive at the loving kindness one. So this one cut down the astro taints about the sensual desire and all those things. If you are thinking that it's suffering, then you know that is I'm going to be burned by touching certain things. So you touch lightly. So you're going out of this normal flow of sensual desire and things like that. And unless you see suffering, you can not do loving kindness properly. It doesn't go far enough. Do you have any questions?
No, not this time.
Okay.
But this is, this is a new, different path.
Yes.
Meditation.
Yes.
But we Hindus do that just like sometimes. But I have been taught it. Just saying, chanting Om Namah Shivaya.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you feel, like if I say just chant Om Namah Shivaya, I feel something, like some calmness,
even
in this land.
Yeah.
But I can do only for a few minutes, then my mind wanders away. Like now I was sitting, you said that, okay, we have to contemplate this thing and this thing. I contemplate, but I couldn't go anywhere. But then I just try to imagine one thing, or just try to, like even, what we call it, Shakshi Hona. I don't know. Just to see that, just see our, when I breathe in, breathe out, at least in my mind don't wander anywhere. Even the sound of the cars, it's just being near, okay, that I know that my,
yes,
breathing in, breathing out.
Yeah.
This is what we
used to do. Yes, yes, yeah. But this is the advanced stage here.
Yeah.
It is this. This it takes quite a long time.
Yeah.
And if you can actually, if you believe on this one, and you really try to see as it is, then your mind become concentrated very quickly, very, very quickly. It doesn't take a second for me to get into concentration. It's when I recall to my mind birth is suffering, aging is suffering, this thing, very quickly I go into a higher concentration. And you can do wonders. I mean, I have been doing meditation for 18 years before I started this meditation in about 12 years ago. Various kind of meditation, the breathing and all those things, none of them produce any results, any value. It's just there. You get the tranquility and you're there. So what happened? At the end, you get up and go. That's it. Nothing more.
So far, I have tried to just let my mind is calm, and it's not just full of so many things. It's just calm and what we call it, just cool head. And that whatever I study or whatever I do the work, and if I'm concentrating somebody, just giving me something like my colleagues or my behavior, because of my English not being good and my cultural background, sometimes they see so many things, but I try to, okay, just give him. Because I always try to concentrate okay, I have this path, I keep on going.
Yeah.
But these things sometimes they do all the bullshit things and that gives me worry.
Mm.
The days when I'm calm, yes, you are just letting me.
Yeah.
But I just try to calm down.
Yeah.
And try to concentrate. Whatever I study or whatever anything you read, it really goes and I achieve that path.
Mm.
This path is end because I have to go empty-handed. When I go to God, I should be having something with me, which I can take with me to the next birth or after my death. If this is my goal of the life.
Yeah. So the calmness here we are talking about is real calmness. The calmness you are talking about will achieve in the meditation and then you sort of go there. But that the is not the calmness because of you are, don't have lust, malice and the delusion. They are there with you. This meditation is taking your lust and the malice and then the delusion. So you get the wisdom. You get out of this one, so you are more stronger to have the calmness and things.
Yeah, the thing you talk about delusion, lust and the other thing. Sometimes I feel that I know that they are nothing. I can watch from a standing from what I'm doing, but then I can't stop myself. Like I have the habit of drinking milk.
Mm.
When I'm at home, somebody just keeps smoking, I just give them boiled milk or have a cup of tea. I know that it's not going well. Like, it's not going very well, but still, I'm going, and I'm free at home. And I'm just trying to do, okay, I should have this in mind. If this thing not to be done, not to be done. I'm not stopping myself.
Yeah. Well, you all have our weaknesses and strengths.
Mm-hmm.
So, the meditation won't stop you, getting rid of those things at once. But eventually, this is the right view we are actually developing. First one is the right view, the suffering nature and the arising phenomena, the cause of suffering and the cessation of suffering, path leading to the cessation of suffering. That becomes the right view. If you have the right view, you won't be born in bad worlds. So that's the first thing that is first result out of this thing.
Mm.
So it's a very straight, stable, strong, and if you realize this one, the one mistake that you were saying is that sort of you see that I know about the delusion, lust, malice, delusion. Do not think that you know that one. It's a very, very big, very strong mass fasting. That's why you cannot actually see why I'm actually clinging at this particular time. I was actually trying to do, I did the meditation, I sometimes see, sometimes I don't see. Because I have not completely mastered it and seen it. So it's deep inside that one. It can come up anytime. They are there with us. Okay, I think we'll stop for today. Yeah.